Thank you, Senator Menendez, and I thank the chairman and the ranking member for holding this hearing. Congratulate all of you on your nominations. I'd like to first make some brief remarks, and then I do have a few specific questions for Samuel Speck. Mr. Speck is nominated to be a commissioner representing the United States on the International Joint Commission. The IJC plays an important role in the management of the Great Lakes and preventing water disputes between Canada and the United States. Every year I hold town meetings or listening sessions in each of Wisconsin's counties, and last year I heard from many concerned Wisconsinites about the near-record low lake levels in both Lake Superior and Michigan. As anyone who has ever visited the Badger State knows, those lakes are near and dear to all Wisconsinites. Studies of water levels in the Great Lakes suggest that both man-made changes and abnormal weather conditions may be contributing to the falling levels. In September, I was joined by several other Great Lakes senators in urging the IJC to expedite both its study of potential erosion in the St. Clair River and its updating of the regulatory plan for Lake Superior's water level and its outflow. I greatly appreciate the IJC's attention to this request and its announcement last October that part of the study, which is looking into the St. Clair River, would be expedited by a full year. The IJC's International Upper Great Lakes Study is also looking at updating its 1979 plan for Lake Superior to determine if its regulation of the lake's outflows can be improved to take into consideration changing interests and the impacts of climate change and other factors on Great Lakes water levels. The Great Lakes undoubtedly require our continued commitment if they are to remain a vibrant economic and environmental resource for Wisconsin, the Midwest, and the entire nation. Mr. Speck, I thank you for joining us today, and again, I congratulate you on your nomination. Given your natural resources background, I'm confident you have a strong grasp of the importance of the Great Lakes ecosystem. I know you've been involved in the International Upper Great Lakes Study, and to your knowledge, let me ask you, is the IJC still on schedule, and will you, as a commissioner, commit to meeting the expedited February 2009 deadline for the St. Clair River study?
I share your concern, that, I think, is reflected on my agreeing to serve on that PIAG. To the best of my knowledge, it is on course. It is being given priority as it was reprioritized. The issues that you mentioned are proving to be very complex issues as you look at what has been causing the drop in the waters of both Lake Ontario. I don't mean Lake Ontario. That's the lower Great Lakes study, but in Huron and Michigan, we want to make certain that we bring, as one of the main contributions of the IJC, the best science for making decisions and have our arms around all the factors that may have been causing that drop, which perhaps was masked by that higher water period a few years ago, we didn't recognize it maybe as quickly as it should have been recognized. But yes, that's critical. It has been reprioritized, and we are moving ahead. Indeed, we are holding public hearings throughout the area. We're commencing some at the end of this month.
But will you commit to meeting the expedited February 2009 deadline?
Certainly, we'll make every effort to do that.
I hope so. Is the IJC planning to make recommendations to the U.S. Congress about necessary actions, such as potentially having the Corps of Engineers finish its environmental mitigation work from several decades ago on the St. Clair River?
I would, Senator Feingold and members of the committee, the IJC is sort of a strange organization in that it is binational, and the role of the IJC is to make recommendations to the federal government, and the same goes with Canada. And we would certainly be coming back do that because it will be Congress will likely have a critical role in the future there.
Well, we look forward to getting some of those recommendations. There are some various serious concerns, as you're aware, and I hope the IGC continues to work with and listen to all the stakeholders, and I look forward to the final results. In regard to the second part of the IGC study assessing low lake levels, can you tell me when the IJC intends to complete its recommendations for updating Lake Superior's regulatory plan. Is this still expected to take 5 years?
At this point, that's the best of my information, but I have not, you know, I can't tell you if there's any change afoot on that, but I certainly can get back to you on that and to the committee on that.
Good. Do you personally think, sir, that we can maintain Great Lakes water quality protection if discharges of pollution are no longer regulated at the source as required by the Clean Water Act of 1972?
That is a matter of justifiable concern, and you know, would want to give attention to that.
As you're probably aware, due to recent Supreme Court decisions, currently over 50% of the nation's streams and millions of acres of wetlands are in jeopardy of losing Clean Water Act protections, which means discharges of pollution into these waters could no longer be regulated. I don't see how the United States can fulfill its obligations under the U.S.-Canada Water Quality Agreement, which I understand the IJC wants to update, if these waters do not remain protected. The agreement and the Clean Water Act share the same goal of reducing the discharge of pollutants into the Great Lakes system in an effort to restore and maintain the chemical, physical, and biological integrity of the waters of the Great Lakes Basin ecosystem. I hope that as Commissioner, you'll support my efforts and those of Chairman Oberstar, Dingell, and Ehlers to enact the Clean Water Restoration Act to restore the 35-year-old protections and fulfill our obligations under the Water Quality Agreement. As you know, the Great Lakes supply drinking water to more than 40 million U.S. and Canadian residents, so a lot is at stake, if you'd like to respond to that.
I am not prepared to, you know, make a commitment. I understand the problem and would certainly be glad to work within the Commission to see where it would be appropriate for us to address it in terms of recommendations that might be made. As you know, with what you mentioned in terms of the Great Lakes Protection Act itself, one of the things that the IJC has been recommending is that it be more activist in this area. Those recommendations, I think, have been submitted to the respective federal governments, so something has been underway in that regard.
Good. Well, I just want to put that issue and legislation on your radar screen, and I wish you well. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.